Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne. We are recording at our store, Bookstore One, in Sarasota at 117 South Pineapple Avenue. And I'm with my friend and coworker, Andrea Ginsky. And today she came up with a great idea of talking about books that make us feel grateful.
That's right. Yes. You know, there's that big holiday coming. Lots of holidays coming.
Yeah. So you want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. I read the book, The Book of Charlie, Wisdom from the Remarkable Life of a 109-Year-Old Man by Charles von Driel. And why I think this is such a great book and makes me feel grateful is it's about a man who obviously lives to be in a ripe old age. And Charles tries to figure out what's made him last this long. And it's because he's seen his life through three different lenses, either joy, things that brought him joy, humor, you know, making light of things, or having daring or courage enough to try new things. And I just thought it was such a brilliant way to try to, like, live your life. And certainly makes you feel grateful to just have somebody that's a role model to have that attitude.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of mine.
Okay. So I took a couple of different tacks on what makes me thankful or grateful. One was places where I'm thankful I am not. Or actually, but this one I can turn it around a little bit. So I'm thankful that my grandparents emigrated from Estonia in the 1930s because this book that I read that takes place in Estonia is not somewhere you'd want to be.
Okay.
So this is called Purge, and it's by Sophie Oksanen. And this is this is a harrowing novel that takes place in two time periods, in the 40s during the Soviet invasion of Estonia, and then in the 1990s. A young woman escapes, and she goes to her aunt's house. Her aunt was there in the 40s and is still there, and the young woman is escaping. She's actually escaping from Ukraine and coming back to Estonia. There's it's a really tough novel, but it was really interesting. And it was recommended to me, like I said, because my family on my father's side is from Latvia and Estonia. That's where they emigrated from. And I would recommend it, but you'd have to be a little tough. But it's a dark, compelling book with great imagery in it. The people are really complicated characters. And anyway, I am really grateful that my family ended up in the United States and I'm not over in Latvia, Estonia, Ukraine, or any of those Soviet messy places.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. What was the title again?
It's called Purge, and by Sophie Oksanen.
Okay. I'm going to use the same idea of yours and say I am very grateful for not living in the time period that Killers of the Flower Moon was written, well, written about. So Killers of the Flower Moon, the subtitle is The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Grant. First of all, it's so well written. It reads like a mystery novel. It's very compelling. It was a fast read for me because I just didn't want to put it down. But I'm just really grateful for living in a time where, you know, even though we feel like we're invaded by just social media and, like, people knowing what everyone's doing all the time, at least I think there's less chance of people getting away with such corruption and murders as they did back then. I mean, I just don't think you can get away with it as much anymore. I mean, you probably can for a while, but I'm hoping that at least we live in a time where that can't, you know,
right.
Serial murders are, you know, sometimes, at least in our country, the worst thing we have.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful we don't live back then because it was just horrible. For years and years, people got away with just murdering, poisoning the American Indians. And it was just a horrible time.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm thinking here and I'm actually going to talk about a book I don't have notes on that I'm halfway through because thinking about my family, I'm reading this book right now called Upstairs Delicatessen, and it's by Dwight Garner, who is a book reviewer for the New York Times. And it's a memoir, and the subtitle is Eating, Reading, Eating, Reading. And the book is actually all about his relationship to books and through food throughout his life.
Oh,
and
that's
growing
neat.
Up and with his wife. And what it made me think about is that my dad, who just passed away, was always a foodie. And he taught me about food from a very early age. He traveled a lot with his job, and then I ate sushi for the first time when I was about 8 years old. And he also gave me a love of reading. So he makes me, the reading the book makes me think about my dad and makes me thankful for the upbringing that I have. And it's actually, it's a fun read, and it's got tons of food quotes if you like reading that kind of thing. It's called Upstairs Delicatessen by Dwight Garner.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you said there's some laugh out loud.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is laugh out loud.
That's
stuff
a great
there.
Christmas gift then,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Definitely.
All right, so similar to what you were just talking about a little bit is the next two books I'm going to talk about. I'll talk about them one at a time, though, so we'll take turns still. I'm taking the stance that I'm grateful that there are authors out there who take way different approaches to literature. Because, I mean, reading books is fun. We all know that. But, yeah, when someone does something way far out, other than your typical story narrative, it's just fun to, it's a fun experience. So, for instance, Day's Work, which most of us here at the store have read, by Chris
Bachelder.
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 And
we have a colleague here.
And Jennifer Havel. It's a couple that wrote it. But it's just a fascinating approach to a woman character or person who's researching Herman Melville, and woven into that is their COVID experience as a couple and parenting during that time. And it reads almost like a prose poem. It's just really beautiful. It's got sort of this beat to it, and I'm just absolutely loving it. So I'm grateful for authors that take a whole different approach to a book and not make it enjoyable.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to decide which one I want to talk about is my second one. So this one is called The Land of Milk and Honey by C. Pam Zhang. And this is also like Dwight Garner. It's a foodie book, but it's dystopian fiction. Mm. And this makes me grateful that, okay, this book has amazing descriptions of crazy exotic food. And so I was grateful to read all those descriptions. I mean, there's meals in here that just are so over the top. And it's a dystopian novel. Okay, we got disturbed by a customer, but I'm back to talk more about Land of Milk and Honey. And actually, what I wanted to say is what this book made me thankful for. So the book is about a dystopian, an enclave where this entrepreneur has set up this really exclusive, almost like resort, and he's hired this young chef to be the cook there. And the special people get invited, and they're doing all these experiments on what will survive the end of the world because of climate change. But what made me really thankful about this book is that I really understood the food. I know I've become enough of a foodie myself that I was like, oh, wow, this is just really spectacular that she's cooking this. So I would actually recommend this book if you like odd dystopian novels and you like foodie novels. So it's The Land of Milk and Honey, and it's by C. Pam Zhang. And it's gotten a lot of good press when it came out, too.
Okay, good. Thanksgiving's all about the food, so it fits
exactly.
with that, too. All right, perfect. So I'm going to talk about the second book that I am grateful for the author being very different in his approach, and it's J.M. Coetzee, which is spelled C-O-A-T-Z-E, but I looked it up and you pronounce it Coetzee.
Oh, I looked
He's
it
a
up too,
Nobel
yeah.
Prize winner, and he wrote a little book called Summertime. Well, I think it was in the 90s when it was published, but I read it for the first time recently, and he pretends as himself, he pretends that he's dead, and that he creates a reporter to interview the women that have impacted his lives. And it was just so clever and so honest and raw. Like, these women did not like him, some of them, and they did not speak well of him. But yet they did have a connection with him. But I just thought, what a cool idea.
Like, yeah, that sounds like a really interesting book.
To, like, pretend,
book.
Like, what would people say if I was dead? I mean, that would be a really interesting experiment for all of us to do. Mm-hmm. And talk about humility, right? You'd have to really be self-aware enough to know what your faults are. So I just, I'm thankful for authors that go off the charts and out of the box.
That's true.
Think outside. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, that's it.
So we're thankful for a lot of things.
And I'm thankful for this job. And
that's right. Me too.
Our eyesight to read. I mean, there's a lot to be thankful for.
True.
Thank you, Andrea. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right.
Bye.